Salam sejahtera, anda bersama saya Rizal Zulkarpi dan ini adalah Awani Global. Pada 22 April lepas, Pesuruhjaya Tinggi Bangladesh ke Malaysia, Mohd Ghulam Sarwar menyatakan bahawa hubungan dua hala Bangladesh-Malaysia menawarkan peluang kepada kedua-dua negara untuk terus bekerjasama di samping menjalin persahabatan yang lebih kukuh. Beliau sangat gembira menyaksikan pada waktu kritikal ini Bangladesh dan Malaysia terus memperjuangkan solidariti dan bukannya perpecahan, keterbukaan dan bukannya penyisihan, kerjasama dan bukannya konfrontasi. Tambahnya, dekad berikutnya akan menyaksikan perubahan ketara dalam lanskap antarabangsa. Pesuruhjaya Tinggi turut menyarankan Bangladesh dan Malaysia mempereratkan kerjasama di pelbagai bidang. Dan kita ingin membincangkan dimensi hubungan dua hala ini, terutama dalam 50 tahun hubungan diplomatik kedua negara yang akan disambut pada tahun hadapan bersama Tuan Yang Terutama Mohd Ghulam Sarwar, Pesuruhjaya Tinggi Bangladesh ke Malaysia. Your Excellency, thank you for joining us, Your Excellency.
Thank you for having me, Mr. Zulkarpi. I thank the Astro Awani Global to give me the opportunity to talk today. Thank you.
Yes, it's a pleasure, Your Excellency. Your Excellency, congratulations on Bangladesh 50 years of independence. Next year will mark the 50 years of Malaysia-Bangladesh relations since Malaysia recognized Bangladesh as a sovereign nation in 1972. How would you describe the relationship of almost five decades of diplomatic relations between these two nations?
Thank you. The diplomatic relation between Bangladesh and Malaysia for last 50 years have been excellent. As you all know that our father of the nation, Bangabandhu Sheikh Mujibur Rahman, had declared the independence in 1971, mm-hmm. and precisely on the 26th March 1971. With his clarion call, the Bengali people started a war of liberation, and after 9 months of bloody war, we got the victory on the 16th December 1971. So I take the opportunity to reiterate our unwavering gratitude to the government and the people of Malaysia for recognizing Bangladesh as an independent country on 31st January 1972. And thereby becoming the first country in Southeast Asia to establish diplomatic ties with Bangladesh as an independent country. So this year actually is very important for us, for the history of Bangladesh. For the first and foremost, we are celebrating our golden jubilee of our independence. That means the 50th year of our independence. And also we are in the middle of celebrating the birth centenary of our father of the nation, Bangabandhu Sheikh Mujibur Rahman. There is a good news I want to share with our friends and brothers with Malaysia, that Bangladesh is also celebrating its historic achievement of being eligible by the United Nations as a developing country from the least developed country. We are also going to celebrate our 50th year of diplomatic relations between Malaysia and Bangladesh next year. Actually, we have already stepped in to the 50th year of our diplomatic relation. It's a big joyous occasion for us. In our journey, last 50 years, Malaysia remains one of the trusted friend and solid partner from the very beginning. Both the nations enjoy a supreme relationship that is not only seen at the level of government, but also at the level of people-to-people contact. Our father of the nation, Bangabandhu Sheikh Mujibur Rahman, visited Malaysia in 1973, which actually laid the foundation of Bangladesh-Malaysia relations. Former King of Malaysia, His Majesty Tuanku Abdul Halim Muazzam Shah, also visited Bangladesh in December 1974. Since then, the two countries have exchanged a numerous number of visits at the highest level, political level, and also at the official level to promote the friendship, mutual understanding, and cooperation. The two countries operate at various levels of the entire range of our diplomatic relations, covering the bilateral, regional, and multilateral engagements. So the areas of cooperation between our two countries is now among others are the manpower, trade and investment, the power sector, education sector, cultural sector, health sector, defense sector, to name a few. We are also working from a stronger synergy to between our two development strategies, and Bangladesh is in the process of graduation from least developed countries to a developing countries, and our dream of Sonar Bangla, which was dreamed by our father of the nation, that means the Golden Bengal. Our Honorable Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina declared Vision 2041 to become the developed country by that time.
And your Excellency, perhaps looking at this period of recovery in 2021 for Malaysia, what areas of trade can both countries further explore? And what are some of the potential areas that you believe would be beneficial for both Malaysia and Bangladesh? Looking at how people have mentioned the great pandemic as a time for reset, how can we relook at the trade relations between both countries and take this opportune time in 2021 to relook at that?
Yes, actually, our trade relation between Bangladesh and Malaysia is already strong. Bangladesh, and we are following the philosophy of comprehensive comparative advantage in terms of our international trade and to achieve the higher potential of growth. So our trade between Bangladesh and Malaysia has reached around $2.5 billion in last year, and Bangladesh is the actually second largest trading partner of Malaysia in South Asia after India. So we are trying to diversify our trade further so that we can achieve a win-win situation for both the countries.
In terms of interest from Malaysian business to invest and do business in Bangladesh, what can you report to us so far?
We have seen great interest of Malaysian investors for investing in Bangladesh. At the moment, Malaysian investment in Bangladesh is more than $800 million. Malaysia is the currently is the ninth largest foreign investor in Bangladesh. So Bangladesh actually possesses a very lucrative place for foreign investment. According to the Asian Development Bank Outlook 2019, Bangladesh is considered as the fastest growing economy in Asia Pacific region. The more importantly, the geographical location of Bangladesh is very lucrative. It is a bridge between, it's a crossroad between, say, South Asia and Southeast Asia. Considering all these things, and also the growth that Bangladesh has been achieving for last more than a decade is more than 6%. You'd be happy to know that Bangladesh achieved over 8.13% growth before the pandemic. So considering all these things, JP Morgan has labeled Bangladesh one of the frontier five for higher economic growth. And we found that Malaysian companies are taking interest. And I think there are a lot of more scope for investment of Malaysian companies to Bangladesh. Currently, there are several Malaysian big companies who have invested in Bangladesh, like the Robi Axiata is the largest telecom operator in Bangladesh. Recently, they have raised almost 2.5 billion Malaysian ringgit from the stock market in Bangladesh. It was oversubscribed by five times. That means almost 10 billion Malaysian ringgit amount of application received by the Robi Axiata. So there is a lot of potential. I hope that in the coming months and years, hopefully with the improvement of the pandemic situation, things will go faster.
Your Excellency, let's take a short break. When we come back, let's look at the flip side. How can Malaysia attract investors from Bangladesh. What more can the Malaysian government do to attract investors from Bangladesh? And I think you mentioned something really interesting during your speech at UTM earlier last month. You said that we should look at solidarity rather than division, openness rather than exclusion, cooperation rather than confrontation. Let's look at that speech and also how Malaysia can attract many more investments and companies from Bangladesh after the short break. We'll take a short break, Your Excellency. Bertemu kembali, anda masih bersama dengan saya Rizal Zulkarpi dan ini adalah Awani Global. Kita bersama dengan Tuan Yang Terutama Muhammad Gholam Sawar, Peseroja Air Tinggi Bangladesh ke Malaysia, membincangkan berkenaan dengan hubungan dua hala Malaysia-Bangladesh yang telah mencapai umur 50 tahun. Dan melihat kepada apakah peluangnya, kita akan teruskan dengan perbincangan tersebut untuk syarikat Bangladesh masuk ke negara Malaysia. Your Excellency, tell us what more can the government do to get more or to attract more Bangladeshi companies from Bangladesh to Malaysia?
Thank you. Actually, Malaysia is one of the best place to invest in the ASEAN countries. So there are lots of, we know that there are lots of foreign investors investing in Bangladesh, starting from Singapore, China, Far East, and also from many Western countries. So as you know, all know that three things are very important for the investment, any kind of investment. You talk about foreign investment or domestic. These three important elements are the labor, land and capital. So the land is available in Malaysia. Capital is also fairly available, but the issue of labor is actually a matter of concern sometimes for the foreign investors. So in this regard, I think Malaysia can relax the import of more workers from the countries, including Bangladesh. And you would know that Bangladeshi workers are the best in Malaysia in terms of their productivity, their loyalty, and their discipline. So most of the employers in Malaysia, they prefer the Bangladeshi workers. But sometimes we found that the occasional embargo on the recruitment of Bangladeshi workers, that is actually hampering the investment and business in Malaysia. While I was talking to some of the employers, as well as the foreign investors who are investing in Malaysia, they have raised this point that they actually need more workers for running their business, for running their industry in Malaysia. And most of the time they prefer Bangladeshi workers because, as I have said, they are very competitive in terms of their productivity. They are very sincere about their job, and also with a little incentive, they try to do more hard work. So considering all these things, I think there should be a smooth process for bringing more Bangladeshi workers in Malaysia for the sake of better business and better investment. And there are some Bangladeshi companies recently started coming to invest in Malaysia. I can name one of those is Akis Group. They are now producing the floor tiles in Malaysia. So I think if there is enough supply of workers and also with the capital with less expenses and the land is there, is a bright future of Malaysia of having more Bangladeshi investment and also investment from other countries or other part of the world.
But Your Excellency, when we first started getting workers or Bangladeshi workers, it was in 1984. You said that at UITM, University of Technology Malaysia, on the 22nd of April, humble beginning of about 530 workers in 1984. Now, I believe the numbers are in the thousands, yeah, Your Excellency. But how do you ensure that the workers are getting their end of the bargain as well, and they are getting quality, good wages, quality, good living standard when they come to Malaysia to work? Are you also talking or discussing this with the companies hiring Bangladeshi workers?
Yes, actually, this is one of the main jobs of our High Commissioner in Kuala Lumpur. We have been in discussion with the government of Malaysia, with various ministries, including the Ministry of Human Resources and Ministry of Home. And also, we are regularly in touch with the employers to see if there is any issues between the employers and employees. And so far, we have been able to solve most of the issues amicably. And we are very thankful to the government of Malaysia for giving all the support for any worker-related disputes. Especially, we received a lot of support from the Ministry of Human Resources and the Ministry of Home of Malaysia. It's a ongoing job. It's a constant process we are following from the High Commission. And so far, I think it's so far so good. But as I have said that, there is still a huge demand for Bangladeshi workers in Malaysia. So considering this thing, I'm sure the government of Malaysia will come forward and also allow more Bangladeshi workers because it's a competitive world. They can give better services with a very competitive price. Definitely, it would be good for the employers to employ them.
And Your Excellency, you mentioned at university or at the Ambassador Global Lecture Program organized by UTM. Recently, you said that both Bangladesh and Malaysia continue to stand for solidarity rather than division, openness rather than exclusion, cooperation rather than confrontation. And we've seen how COVID-19 has brought forth this xenophobic tendencies in some people when they look at foreign workers, migrant workers, foreigners in general even. And it's not just in Malaysia, but in other countries as well. So how can both countries, Malaysia and also Bangladesh, with these long relations, about 50 years of diplomatic relations, do better? How can we move forward better together as two friends?
Yes, actually, this COVID-19 is a new challenge for the whole world, not only in Malaysia. So we have seen a lot of because of the health concern and the challenge on the health and well-being of the people, and also the challenge of the economy. It has also brought along some social challenges. So Malaysia is no exception. So, but it is not that huge that we had to face. Actually, we have received enormous cooperation from the local Malaysian people. They all came forward to help the workers, Bangladeshi workers who are in need. And we have received the support from the government of Malaysia. We received also help from the companies who employed the Malaysian Bangladeshi workers. We received actually excellent cooperation from the Malaysian companies. And we have, during this struggling time, we also try to, in our very humble way, to contribute a few, little amount for the stranded workers in some of the camps. And also, we have, as a token of friendship, we have donated some PPE and also a few face masks and hand sanitizer. This is a very symbolic. It's actually, compared to the demand, it's nothing. But it was done. And we, upon our request, the most of the Malaysian companies, they actually, during the pandemic time, they tried to pay the salary of the workers. And government of Malaysia also given opportunity to switch the workers from one company to another. So that they are not unemployed based on the demand of the market. So we have received actually excellent cooperation. from the government of Malaysia, from the people of Malaysia, and also the Malaysian companies. So it gives us actually a lot of strength, and we are hopeful that any kind of challenges that will come in our way in future, we should be able to tackle it, inshallah.
Your Excellency, we witnessed huge numbers of COVID-19 cases among migrant workers, including Bangladeshi migrant workers in Malaysia. How did your office manage the issue? And as the borders remain closed to foreigners, how are the Bangladeshi workers adapting to this new normal working in Malaysia?
Yes, actually, there were a lot of workers from Bangladesh also got infected, like the others, and also like the local people. But the way Malaysian government has handled the issue is really praiseworthy. All the people were given proper treatment, and fortunately, there were a very small number of casualties among the Bangladeshi workers. So this is one thing. And regarding the workers who actually went back for vacation before the COVID-19 day, and also standard in Bangladesh, we have been pursuing with the government of Malaysia, the Ministry of Home, Ministry of Human Resources, and the respective employers. And recently, we have been able to bring some of the workers, I think few hundred workers already returned, and we are taking this issue. Actually, the companies are taking this issue with the Malaysian immigration, and from the High Commission, we are also facilitating this issue so that the workers who are stranded in Bangladesh, who went for vacation, and they can come back and join based on the demand of their employers. We are getting very good cooperation from the employers as well as from the Malaysian government. So hopefully we would see some more development in this regard in the coming months.
But there's also the effort to also increase skilled labors, right, from Bangladesh?
Oh, yes. Actually, as you have mentioned, referred that I had talked with the UTM. So UTM have almost 500 Bangladeshi students studying here. And in Malaysia, we have at the moment around, as per our official record, we have around 28,000 Bangladeshi students studying in Malaysia. I think this can be a good asset for the Malaysians because they studied in Malaysia, they learned the Malaysian culture, and also they are trained here in Malaysia. So I think by employing them in the future, based on the need, this can be a new area of our cooperation. Because Bangladesh, in the IT sector especially, is doing very good. It is the second largest IT outsourcing countries in the world at the moment. And we have a huge number of professionals every year. We are producing doctors, engineers, IT professionals. So here, I think we have enormous potential to grow between our two countries by employing more Bangladeshi professionals. We have a lot of Bangladeshi, academicians in various universities. Quite a good number of Bangladeshi IT professionals working in various IT firms, I think. But there are some more scopes for employment of more Bangladeshi technical expert and also especially in the IT field.
28,000 Bangladeshi students currently studying in Malaysia, yeah? That should settle your people-to-people relationship, right? That should really strengthen the people-to-people relationship between both Malaysia and Bangladesh.
Absolutely. I consider them as our... they are our future leaders. And also, I consider them as our goodwill ambassador. So they can actually take our relationship further in a higher trajectory. And moreover, there are 150,000 Bangladeshi visitors before the pandemic coming to Malaysia. So it gives also huge opportunity for the people contact. And also another thing is Malaysia is also becoming a very popular destination for Bangladeshi health tourists. So I think we have a lot of scope for development in various new areas, and we are working on that. And you would also be happy to know that Bangladesh High Commission is also planning to have a youth summit between the youth of the Malaysia and Bangladesh. Hopefully by within the first half of this year, we are going to have it, inshallah. So by this kind of initiatives, I think we can take our relationship to a much higher places than, and also it will help our future generation to take our relationship in a higher trajectory.
On that note, we thank you very much, Your Excellency, Tuan Yang Terutama Muhammad Gholam Sawar, Peseru Jaya Tinggi Bangladesh ke Malaysia, membincangkan berkenaan dengan hubungan dua hala yang telah mencapai umur 50 tahun. Thank you very much, Your Excellency.
Thank you, Astrawani, and also thanks all the viewers who will view this, and thanks for giving me the opportunity to talk.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.